God created man good, very good, after His own image. And that included righteousness and true holiness. Do you know that although it says that Adam and Eve were in the garden naked, they were clothed with righteousness and true holiness. When they sinned, they lost that clothing, if you will. Scripture says, where do we stand in Christ? We are clothed with His righteousness before God. They were holy. They were righteous before God. And they had fellowship with Him. Notice that. That He might rightly know God, His Creator. He had that experience, that eternal life experience with life. And to love Him from the heart. And to live with Him in eternity, in eternal blessedness. To praise and glorify Him. In Christ, those things that are described there are things that we are looking forward to. The glory of God. So, He was uniquely created, mankind, our forefathers, our father and mother in paradise. So then why is it that there's none righteous? No, not one. There's none who understands. There's none who seeks after God. Why is that? That's the next question. That's not what we experience in ourselves and in around us. And the answer is because of the fall and disobedience of our first parents, Adam and Eve, in paradise. And I like how it says our first parents. I'm talking about honoring our fathers and mothers today. Our first parents sinned, and therefore our nature became so corrupt that we are born in sin and we do sin. We are sin. And then we do sin. That's who we are. In Adam. Will we choose anything but sin in Adam? Can we? The answer is no. We don't want to. Our hearts don't want to. We only choose what our hearts want, and what our hearts want is not God. So are we so depraved that we are completely incapable of any good in the sight of God? And we are prone to all evil? And the short answer is yes. Is that hard to take? Does the natural man say, oh yeah, that's really, I believe that. Or they say, that's wrong. I'm not that bad. I can freely choose to do good in the sight of God. The answer here is no. What has to happen first? God has to have mercy on you. The Spirit must work and make you born from the dead, born again by the Spirit of God. The amazing thing is He chooses to do so. The last time you said thank you to the Holy Spirit for granting you life from the dead. If you believe in Jesus. Now, if you don't believe in Jesus, well then, cry out for that. So that's something you can do. You can't make yourself born again. Did you make yourself born? Did you will to be born? No. Can you be born again by your own will? Not according to the Scriptures. It's the grace of God. That's why we celebrate that grace, right? Why we're called Grace Reformed Church. It's because we celebrate the grace of God. And being born again is the grace of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.